Roll it. Light it. Suck it deep inside. And you're in the turned on world of
Lost Disc Radio.
Out of sight sound of Bram Riggs Set, kicking off your Lost Discs radio hour at the top of the hour right here tonight. That's Taking the Time to Be Yourself. They're right off the Caden Records label, folks. Okay, you dig those guys out of North Haven, Connecticut there.
Really?
Laying down the... Yeah, man, back in 67, recorded up in Wallingford, Connecticut.
The graveyard connection, the gravestone,
you
the
dig
whole
it?
Thing. Yeah,
right?
I remember that story.
It's recorded up the road here in Wallingford, Connecticut, at the old Trod Nozzle Recording Studio, which is still in operation this very day.
Really?
In 2012. Absolutely.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, the Trod Nozzle Studios are still going strong, man, up in Wallingford. You could take your band up there and record them.
All right. That's what I'll probably do in another couple of years once
guys,
we get, you know, really tight.
Get the guys together there. Right? This is Jim E. Knight here sitting in with you at the top of the hour and Dr. Doc Brown over there at the top of the hour. And Joe Stack's coming on the phone line, we hope.
Hoping so. Am I audible to you?
Yeah, we got a good level on the board there.
Okay.
All right, so here we are now doing it. This is another super summer spectacular special that we're laying down for the good guys over at rockinradio.com, okay, who are going to post this show over there, right? So you should go over to rockinradio.com and check us out there and check out the other crazy, amazing, actually talented DJs, you know, who do their episodes over there. And so they always want us to lay down like a special themed show for the summertime. So here we are for the month of August of 2012, and we're laying down this sort of Connecticut, Pennsylvania garage band spectacular special. Joe, you're out there in Pittsburgh. Is there anything you want to say about Bram Riggs' Set?
Yeah, well, you know, man, I'm just astonished that they only had 145 out there.
No kid.
I mean, come on. With a sound like that, Why wasn't there an album? Why wasn't there more?
Yeah, and that was the B side that we heard. The flip side is just as great, if not better. What's the flip on that?
I can only give you everything.
Yeah, only give you everything. Now, isn't it true that Chesty, you used to walk through Wallingford on like some big walking exercise tour that you used to do, right, Chess?
Yeah.
And you went past it. Isn't it true that there's like some gravestone in a graveyard in downtown Wallingford where these guys took their name? There was actually a Bram Rigg tombstone?
That's correct, but I was on a search for it. There's several old cemeteries in Wallingford. I never actually found it.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to rest until we find that gravestone. Am I right, Doc?
Peace.
Nice. All right, so here's how it's going to go, man. We're going to keep it moving with a little bit more Connecticut action. Folks, you should get in on the email. Let us know if you're catching this live tonight on 5110 kilohertz upper sideband for your underground shortwave experience, because it is a Monday night. People don't expect us to be showing up live on the shortwave on a Monday night, right? So go ahead, Doc, give them that old email thing.
Sure, that's lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. Discs with a C.
Yeah. You spell that word discs with the letter C in it, man. Just like they do in the Olympics, by the way. All right, so go ahead, Joe. We're moving it into, I think this is another Connecticut band, but because this is one that you sent over for us to spin on the show tonight, a group called The Ravens.
Yeah, The Ravens are from, were from New Fairfield. They managed to hang around from late 63, early 64, all the way up to almost just the beginning of 1969. They put out one single, which this is actually a recut of. When they about 66, 67, they were actually signed to a development deal with RCA down in New York. They went into Synchron Studios up Wallingford way and started cutting some stuff. This is a remake of the single that they put out on Haven Records, originally on Haven in 65. And, wow. Yeah, they recut it. It's a smoother, cleaner sound, less keyboard-oriented, but still pretty sweet.
Yeah, let's dig it. Sleepless Nights now from The Ravens on Lost Discs Radio.
And smoke it, Alice.
girl, her name is Dolly. She treated me so mean, and now she's sorry, yeah. She's my baby, and I love her. Hey, hey, hey! This little girl, she ran around. No place to go, just all over town, yeah. But she's my baby, and I love her. She took me all wrong, and so our love never lasted too long, yeah. She's my baby, and I love her.
This is the greatest tragedy from LSD.
Much more music.
Baby, please don't. kiss me, say goodbye.
John Harrison. Yeah, John Harrison and the Hustlers right off the Ideal Records label. You digging that, right?
Ooh,
don't ask why.
Over the airwaves.
Don't ask why. That's
don't
right.
Ask
what,
why.
What's going on, Chesty?
I said I hear it coming over the airwaves.
Yeah, we're getting good reception over on 5110 kilohertz, folks, where we are being broadcast live right there. Can you believe we're broadcasting out the out-of-sight sounds of John Harrison and the Hustlers, right? Before that, it was the Stains, yeah, man, the Stains on the Lotus record label with Now and Then. Okay, that's one that Joe Stack sent over, so we'll have to send it back over to him and see what's up with that. But before that, of course, it was the New Fugitives. She's My Baby, and we kicked off that set with The Ravens, right? Connecticut's own The Ravens with Sleepless Nights. Now, let's go through the list here real quick, Joe. The New Fugitives, as far as I know, they're out of Meriden, Connecticut, and these guys are kind of insane.
Well, that's what we know about them. They had to call themselves the New Fugitives, apparently, to distinguish themselves from another label act called the Fugitives.
Yeah, sure.
There's
sure.
a lot of fugitives in Meriden.
Yeah. Well, fair enough.
Meriden, perhaps.
Okay, so we're gonna move that on. No. Dr. Doc Brown was off mic for that last comment, so let's keep moving on. And they're now the Stains, okay? Now, this makes me nervous. This is one that you sent over to us, Joe. Is this a Connecticut group? What's going on?
Okay, these the Stains were some guys who were going to Yale down in New Haven. This Now and Then, which they cut for, I guess, the local Lotus label in 66, was their one and only release. The group, I guess, would get back together in some capacity under a new name called the Five Card Stud, and actually cut a couple of singles for Redbird, and
Redbird is huge.
Well, we love the Redbird label.
When they were on Redbird.
Yeah, because that's a New York City label right there. So.
Smash was the other label. That's what it was.
Well, that's huge too.
Very cool. All right, and so then real quick now, this was an incredibly cool track by John Harrison and the Hustlers, and these guys are out of your neck of the woods, right?
Yeah, another fabulous one-hit wonder from some guys who met at. From Fox Chapel, a really nice suburb of Pittsburgh, I'll have you know, who apparently met at the Shadyside Academy. And they started playing together, and they cut this killer. And then I guess everybody went to, like, college or something, and you never looked back. Apparently John Harrison was the bass player in the group. And by the 70s, he hooked up and became, like, the touring bass player for Roy Buchanan.
Yeah. Cool, man. All right. So that's a hell of a set there. See, folks, kicking it off there with a little bit of mix action. We had Joe Stacks out there in Pittsburgh picking out some Pennsylvania garage bands and some Connecticut garage bands for the show tonight. And then here we are in Connecticut, me and Dr. Doc Brown and Chesty laying out the vinyl for you on some Connecticut and Pennsylvania garage bands for our super summer spectacular special here tonight. And I kind of get the feeling that we're just going to go right into one of this kind of thing.
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
I just came down to take a look at the auditions. You know, I can always use another girl.
I'll bet you can.
What do you mean, I bet you can? You're just trying to make conversation?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, go right
well,
ahead.
Well, we're still in Pennsylvania, but now we're on the other side of Pennsylvania. And anybody who lives in Pennsylvania, it's separated by pop and soda. So we're on the soda side of Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And we're in Reading, Pennsylvania, on the Reading Records label in 1966, our favorite year.
Damn it.
And this group is called The Adventurers. And I'll have you know that my father gave this group a start in the 60s, because my father, if you know him, Wobbsy, ran Playground Adventures in the summertime.
Yeah, down in what town, man?
In Catasauqua, Pennsylvania. And he would play Three Stooges movies on the wall and have kickball tournaments. And part of it was he had parties with live bands. And this band was one of the bands that played there, The Adventurers. And this song is called Baby, Baby, My Heart. I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, let's dig it.
At 13, Johnny thinks his parents are square. He figures Eric and Signe know where it's at. Boy, is he in trouble.
Let me tell you about my bad luck in the past. just can't seem to make love last. There must be some kind of spell on me. Someone help me, please set me free. Crying for love, yeah. Gun, looking, walking, running around, searching for a love to be found. Yeah, crying for love, yeah. Crying for love, yeah. Crying for love, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Charlie, if you're just looking for something wet to quench your thirst, you might as well drink water. But if it's beer you want a Duke. Duke's rich, round flavor gives you more of what you drink beer for. Some beers are brewed with any old barley berries, even skinny ones. But only big, round barley's good enough for Duke.
Duke's brewed with big, round barley, Charlie. That's why it's got the kind of rich, round flavor ordinary beers have not.
It takes that bigger barley, Charlie,
for flavor that's rich and round.
Next round, Charlie,
make it Duke.
Music 1966.
Girls, they were dancing in a row. Hip, 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 hip. All these girls, they're
it is. Yes, it is the Out of Sight Sounds of the Centuries. Digging it here tonight on Lost Discs Radio. That's right, the Centuries. That's another one that Joe Stacks sent over tonight from his crib in Pittsburgh, PA. While we're bringing you our Connecticut, Pennsylvania Garage Band Super Summer Spectacular Special. Here, you dig that? Before that, of course, it was the More or Less. Now, you dig that? That's a play on the name there. That was from some brothers with the last name Moore, John and Barry Moore. Okay, no relation. But nonetheless, the More or Less out of Clearfield, Pennsylvania, there in 1968 on the Buddy Records label, Crying for Love. And yes, we kicked off that set with Chesty's Chick Pick. It was the Adventurers out of Catasauqua, PA. Right? That's like an Eastern PA kind of vibe.
I was wondering if Joe could tell us more.
Baby, baby, my heart. And I'm trying to fill in the blanks here for the stuff that Joe Stacks, who is not speaking, because I won't shut the yapper. Joe.
Well, there's not. I mean, there's not much about the More or Less to be found.
I want more.
Actually, less. But the Adventurers actually managed to put out two singles on the Reading label.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the follow-up was Reading 603, Jane Doesn't Live Here Anymore.
Now, see, that's the one I really want to find, man. I can't believe we found the one to begin with there. I'm just
Well, supposedly, according to the brilliant book Sounds from the Woods, Pennsylvania Rock Bands on Record, 1964 to 70, by Mike Kuzman.
Yes, sir.
The edition. They also got they played at the 64 World's Fair as the warm-up act for Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, the Drifters, and the Capitals.
Hell, you say?
Wow.
That's right. Crack that good book.
No. Now, all right, so now the More or Less, I can give you a little bit of info on these guys, because that... Well, you know, I spent some time back in old Clearfield, PA, back in the day, man, and I just want to tell you that, so far as I know, John Moore, who is the main songwriter in the group, he's still in town, and he's still a musician. He still has a studio located up there on the east end of Clearfield. And the Buddy Records label, that was named after their pet dog, Buddy.
Huh.
Right? So just a little bit of insider infos on that. But, okay, Joe, what about the Centuries, man?
Man, how about that magnificently bonkers performance? Eh? Like, you can't even understand what they're saying. That's so brilliant. The song's 83, which I think is a tribute to the interstate that runs north-south from Harrisburg to Baltimore. The Centuries are from Lebanon, PA, or were from Lebanon, PA, and this is one of two singles that they cut at WSPA AM Radio Studios in York, PA.
Shoot, man.
That came out on the Renco label. They did well enough that they got picked up by the Swan label for one more single before Swan tanked and, I guess, took everybody with them.
Hey, I have a question.
Yes.
A question and a comment.
Eh?
So I saw a book one time in the bathroom here that had something about, it talked about Pittsburghers, right? Like
how to speak Pittsburghese.
How to speak Pittsburghese. Now, if you're from Pittsburgh, are you a Pittsburgher? Is that how it is? Like, are these bands all Pittsburghers?
Is that right, Joe?
That'll work for me as a non-native. You know, that I'm cool with that.
All right. Now, see, did you know that Connecticut just...
Occasionally call them Pittsburghers.
All right.
Yeah, right.
See, now that was my question. Now I have a comment.
Fellow with an X.
Recently, Connecticut has been doing this big ad campaign, and it's called We're Still Revolutionary. And like to get people to come to Connecticut, you know, on vacation or whatever.
That's like a tea party.
Right. So as part of that, they also decided, like, at once and for all, people from Connecticut need a nickname. If you're from Indiana, you're a Hoosier, you know? Yeah. Whatever. And people from Connecticut need that kind of nickname. So you know what the official name of someone from Connecticut is now?
What are they calling themselves?
A Connecticutan.
Okay.
A Connecticut?
You're a Connecticutan.
Connecticutan?
Yes.
Now,
this is for real?
Who liked to refer, since we were in York and not that far from Baltimore, that, you know, people down there were Baltimoreans.
Okay.
It's not like a Connecticutian.
Let's get the bell on that one. That was a good one, Joe. Get Doc's bell on that one,
please. All right.
We got to keep things moving here. I'm afraid to say.
Hey, they used to call us nutmeggers. What the heck is that?
Yeah, well, it's a spice. It's a thing. At least it's edible.
It's a nutmeg state.
At least it's edible. A Connecticut is not edible.
You know, I was kind of,
at least not if you don't pay for it.
A Connecticutian.
Now look, let's keep things moving along. People are emailing in tonight, but now after all that, there's no time to read these emails. I just want to give let's give props out to a good old crazy Uncle Jason who is digging this. Now listen, he's listening up in Edmonton, Alberta. You dig? And he wants to know, does that make him our most northerly listener?
Yes.
He's a northern.
Northern. Northernly.
He's the most northern listener to us Connecticutans. I don't know. That's not even worth it. A good old Larry in South St. Paul, Minnesota, checking in out there, getting it on a very faint signal on 5110 kilohertz underground shortwave experience. Folks, it is August 6th, and we're doing this for Rockin' Radio. Get over to rockinradio.com and check out the other DJs like Randy Tibbins and Brian Phillips. These guys will steer you right, and they relay our show, and they post our show over there.
I think, speaking of the emails, anybody who emails, tell us where you're from and what they call you from where you're from.
That's what we want to know.
See, are you a Minnesotian?
Right.
What area? You know? That guy.
If he could be a soda cracker if he's one of those computer hackers.
Right.
So here we go now with a New Haven group, Joe. Now, this is going to be a little bit divergent from the GarageBand thing, but, Doc, you're going to appreciate this surf sound.
Nice. Right?
This is a surf group out of the early, mid-60s, right here out of New Haven, Connecticut, on the Wonder Records label. Yes, we're spinning the original label 45 on this. It is the out-of-sight sounds of the Long Island Sounds.
Marvin Crump was a real fast guy. Now he's gone to the big drags up in the sky. But we had his spark plugs dipped in bronze.
What do you think I think?
Nothing.
I'll tell you what I think.
Tell me, what's the situation? Tell me, I need an explanation. Something you're keeping from me, girl. Oh, what can it be? Tell me, love me. No one else but you, girl. Love me, like no one else can do, girl.
This is the part where the DJ is supposed to come in and tell you about the great sales down at Spectre's in New Haven, Connecticut. But, you know, when the economy tanked in the late 70s, it all sort of went to hell. And they've been closed now for over 30 years. So. Memories, folks. More things change, the more they stay the same right here in New Haven, Connecticut. Blood in the
Street. Lost Discs Radio.
Standing on the corner, looking all oh, so
neat.
I said, hey, little mom, you're my kind of meat. I was sitting in a drugstore, drinking on the soda pop, pop, pop. I was sitting in a drugstore, drinking on the soda pop.
I'm going to be honest with you, folks. I'm a little bit afraid of that record. I don't know. I don't quite get it. That's Bo Phenom, okay, off the Co-op Records label. Now, what we know about that is it's out of West... No, I'm sorry. That's out of East Haven. That's out of East Haven, Connecticut.
Really?
And I picked up that copy of that original pressing 45 over at Merle's Record Rack. in East Haven, as a matter of fact, just this past April.
Where's Merle's Record Rack in East Haven?
There were two Merle's Records Rack, one up in Wallingford that closed about 6 years ago.
Then there's one down in Milford.
And the original... Nah. Well, this might have been Milford. I thought
next
it was
to
in
the
East
old,
Haven.
Next to the old Dip Top.
Orange.
Yeah, Orange.
Okay, so it's down there on Route 1 somewhere.
Right.
Right, in the old Post Road. So,
yep.
And the guy that was in the store at the time, he had some old stock copies, like from the warehouse. So this was like a fresh pressing of this,
wow.
Or, you know, original pressing, but a fresh copy. And he's like, yeah, man, we produced this record back in the day, man. He said it was from 1968. And I don't know, it's called Peyote.
Louding. Louding.
I don't know. It sounds like
Loudy.
You know, what are you going to do? These guys come on, are obviously hooked up on some hallucinogens, and they're laying down. They're laying down a better blues groove, let's face it, than Sky Saxon of the Seeds ever could have dreamed. And in spite of that, I'm a little bit scared of that record somehow. And that's all I really want to know, Bofino.
Sometimes with these things, it's hit or miss.
What's that? What else is happening? So, before that, it was the Shags. Yes, there's your token.
More or less.
People know about the Shags, man. They were kind of big. They're out of New Haven. yes, thanks. Thanks, Doc, for that. Thanks for the memories, Doc. Off the Caden Records label, again, produced at the Trodnossel Recording Studios in Wallingford, Connecticut.
Trodnossel spelled backwards must be something.
You know, it must be, right?
Lesson.
It's like New Lab Woolly.
Lesson.
Sounds like a character in...
And before that, it was the Long Island Sounds on the Wander Records label with their Jan and Dean ripoff, The Ballad of Marvin Crump.
Yeah, his spark plugs dipped in... Bronze.
Yeah. Chesty appreciated that, man. She thought that was some kind of double entendre. I know, we got to keep moving it on here. Unless, real quick, anything you need to say about Bo Phenom or the Shags, man?
Well, nothing more about Bo Phenom than you said. The Shags were actually pretty successful by most standards. They had some singles not only on Caden, but Laurie and Cameo, too.
Yeah.
Right.
And now, coming in on the email, of course, it was a good old, once again, it's Ken up in Toronto, right? He's digging it. Now, there's a holiday up in Toronto, we forgot to say. Jason up in Alberta was mentioning that it is Heritage Day, right? So they're all drunk off their keisters up there in Canada listening to the show here tonight, man. Good old Matthew in Tennessee. Getting it in tonight on the Shorewave Radio. He's chiming in on the email here. And, of course, good old Sherry and Eric.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Out of Bloomington.
Nice.
Indiana somehow getting us out there. I don't know. And good old Cosmic Debris coming in here, man. They're getting a good cause. And Jane got a superior signal on 5110 kilohertz at top of the hour. Right? How about that? And we're going to keep things moving on our last little set here for the night, Joe, with a group called Mick and the Shambles.
Hey. Philadelphians, one and all.
Right on. Right, so let's throw this one off. Again, coming to you off the original 45 on the Verve Folkways label, man. It is the Out of Sight Sounds of Mick and the Shambles, exclusively on Lost Discs Radio.
Filled it with strife and soul and all love. Solstice Radio.
It's as today as your morning paper, as honest as the most revealing X-ray, as stunning as a coastline sunset, with the impact of a head-on collision.
Golly gee whiz!
Yeah, no, it's true.
Listen, girl, I love you, child. I want you for my own. I need a woman just like you to fill my empty home. I need you, baby. Along with me, I'll show you what to do. How much I love you, baby. I need you for my home. I'll make you happy, girl. Just you wait and see. In a few short years from now, we'll raise a family. I love you. I want you for my own. Need you. Thank you.
Yes, that's the Out of Sight Sounds of Max Blatt, coming to you off of the Together Sounds from the Lehigh Valley compilation on the old Red Barn Farm Records label out of 1970.
Like the chief engineer's name.
Right. Go ahead, get on the microphone. She's going to be talking like
the that. Chief engineer's name is Patrick Henny Sikafoos, to add to the weird names tonight.
Yeah, that's right, man. And before Max Blatt, it was none other than Rock Formation. And by the way, Max Blatt being on the Lehigh Valley compilation, right, that puts him in eastern Pennsylvania, right? And Rock Formation are out of West Haven, Connecticut. So see, Doc, we had all the havens represented tonight, right? You had
yes,
your New Haven,
right.
East Haven with Bo Phenom, West Haven with Rock Formation. We kicked off the show with Bram Riggs set out of North Haven.
And we even had South Haven, the Long Island Sounds.
Phew, brilliant! Yeah, man. Coming to you tonight on Lost Discs Radio, the Out of Sight Sounds of, well, Dr. Doc Brown over there, wrapping it all up and bringing it all together for you. Folks, we kicked off that set with Mick and the Shambles on the Verve Folkways label right out of Philadelphia, PA, man. Yes, most of this stuff did come off the original label, 45s, folks. You dig that action, right? And we're spinning it for you live on the shortwave radio for your underground experience on 5110 kilohertz. Upper sideband exclusively. And we're doing this, of course, for Rockin' Radio and our buddies over there, so stick around and check out rockinradio.com for the RLT Archives Music Magazine. Yeah. And the Memory Lane Show with Lane Quigley, a repeat this month from 2011, folks. You know what I'm saying? It's his Super Summer Spectacular from last August. That's an encore. And good old Brian Phillips there with the electrophonic sound of Brian Phillips. Ooh, going out tonight on the sound of the Fenways, man. And they're a Pittsburgh, PA band on the old CO and CE label. So we're going to say goodnight to Joe Stacks on the line out of Pittsburgh.
Good night, everybody.
Hey, Joe.
Well, good night, Joe, and thanks for all your infos and for being on the line with us and for all the folks who emailed in at lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com, spelling discs with the letter C. And by the way, big shout-out to all the guys over in the Cracker chat there in the Area 51 chat room. And thanks to Cosmic Debris and Alan Wiener for the bandwidth and the RF, you know what I'm saying. So good night, Captain Ganja. And good night, Yukon Jack. And good night, Static. Good night, Brad Reed. And Weasley Steve. Wherever you are.
How about Harry and Doobie?